From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The DNR said on Wednesday that it's taking steps to let Lutzen Mountains keep drawing water for its snowmaking operations, despite a drought that has caused the river running through the North Shore ski area to dwindle to a relative trickle. A new state law that allows Lutzen Mountain Corporation to draw up to 150 million gallons from the Poplar River this fall normally would require it to quit pumping when the flow falls below 15 cubic feet per second for more than five straight days. The DNR said that the river, a designated trout stream, has been near that threshold for weeks. But the law lets the DNR issue a special permit for just cause. Given that the resort is an anchor of the local economy, the DNR is citing the potential economic impacts and is taking public comments through the 4th of November. In a statement issued on Tuesday, Lutzen Mountains co-president Charles Skinner thanked the DNR for its use of the just clause provision. He said, quote, "By issuing this additional permit, the ski area will be able to continue to make snow on the same basis it has in past years." But DNR Commissioner Tom Landwehr also said the Poplar River is not a long-term sustainable source for the ski area. He said Lutzen and legislators need to commit themselves to finding an alternative, probably Lake Superior. Skinner said the corporation, for various environmental reasons, has come to the conclusion they need to find a water source other than the Poplar River. He said, quote, "We are therefore aggressively working on engineering and a financing plan to secure public funding for a pipeline from Lake Superior as our primary source." Lutzen estimates it would cost more than $3 million to install a pipeline to Lake Superior that would meet its needs. The Cook County Board of Commissioners Tuesday signed an agreement to designate $4 million in 1% sales tax money to help finance Arrowhead Electric Co-op's broadband build-out. The agreement recognized Arrowhead's receipt of an aggregate amount of $16,137,484 under the Federal Broadband Initiative Program. The money is designated for building broadband infrastructure in the areas of Cook County served by the Arrowhead and Grand Marais Electric Utilities. The County Board agreed with Arrowhead's request that their project meets the requirements of the sales tax language passed by voters in 2009. The law and subsequent referendum specifically states part of the sales tax is to be used for, quote, "the construction and improvement of a countywide high-speed communications infrastructure network." The $4 million in sales tax money will be used to fill in deficiencies in the federal funding in order to complete the project by the end of the 2013 due date. According to County Attorney Tim Scannell, who drafted the agreement, there are safeguards in the language. Among other things, the county will forward sales tax funds only after they receive documentation that the work billed has been completed satisfactorily. Progress is also reported on a regular basis to the Rural Utilities Service Administrator for the federal grant and loan to Arrowhead. House Republicans want to give the U.S. Border Patrol unprecedented authority to ignore 36 environmental laws on federal land in a 100-mile zone along the Canadian and Mexican borders. If the legislation were approved, the Border Patrol would not have to comply with the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Air Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, the Solid Waste Disposal Act, and 32 other federal laws in such popular places as Olympic National Park, Glacier Park, the Great Lakes, and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Under the plan, the Border Patrol would have free rein to do such things as build roads and offices, put up fences, set up surveillance equipment and sensors, and use aircraft and vehicles to patrol in all national parks, forests, and federal land in the zone. Representative Doc Hastings, a Republican from Washington State and chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, said the Border Patrol, quote, "has become encumbered with layers of environmental regulations, making it difficult to deal with drug smugglers, human traffickers, and other criminals who are targeting public lands along the U.S. borders." The committee passed the plan on a 26-17 party line vote this month. A vote by the full House is expected soon, though no date has been set, and similar legislation has been introduced in the Senate. The historic Mallet locomotive in downtown Two Harbors is looking a little bare these days. The Lake County News Chronicle reports that the locomotive was sandblasted as part of the lead paint abatement process. Mel Sando and the Lake County Historical Society said the sandblasting revealed the detailed mechanics of the locomotive because years of paint, coal, and grime buildup had covered much of the train. Over the coming days and weeks, the Mallet will be repainted, Silver Creek Sign Works is making a sign for the Mallet, and decals will be applied by the Historical Society. The project is expected to be finished by the 11th of November. Backed by a study released Wednesday this week that shows almost $4 million in savings, U.S. Postal Service representatives will meet with the public on the 10th of November about the possible closure of the Duluth Mail Processing Center. According to the Duluth News Tribune, packing up and moving operations to St. Paul has been on the minds of the 126 employees in Lincoln Park since the 15th of September, when the Postal Service announced the study and possible move. Several post offices in the region also face closure as the Postal Service tries to rein in spending. According to the study, closing the Duluth Processing Center would cut 58 jobs. Others would be saved under union contract rules or moved to St. Paul. The Postal Service predicts a savings of $1.9 million there. The study says it would save an additional $1.6 million in maintenance costs and $349,000 in transportation costs. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.